Welcome, welcome. Another episode. We back again for another night. Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm G-Man.
Hello.
Oh, don't forget y'all. Hey, don't forget y'all. Don't forget y'all. Oh, okay. What's going on, JP?
JP will be back. He stepped aside for a second.
Oh, okay, because I was about to say, y'all better not get on here without y'all AKAs. G-Man, AKA, How Does It Feel, AKA, Nutella. Then you got Ro, AKA, Energy Drink, AKA, Dirty Dorito.
Oh, Lord.
And we So you're not going to tell them that you Gray Sweats?
Nah, because that's not my name. Nobody ever called me that.
What's going on, Dale?
Man, all is good. All is well.
That's good.
Miss you guys, man.
Hey. I should miss you too.
Yeah, you know Greg been here to be the host of the mostest.
Yeah. That's what's up. I just sent y'all a pair of these Hey Dude sneakers I'm about to get.
I even got my phone.
Oh, what is the what? Oh, okay. Okay.
Look at.
Yeah, I ain't never seen those before.
Yeah, me neither. I got them. I'm gonna get them and what these other joints at?
Oh, you can mix out.
I got them in my car. Man,
you can mix out. You can.
Man, you definitely do that.
Can.
But tonight's topic is really not a topic, but it's 5 cigars and a bottle of whiskey. So I figured Ro would let us know what that means.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, the 5 cigars is for the 5 of us. You know, the bottle of whiskey is normally you have, you know, when the fellas get together, have a good conversation, have some drink. So that's what we want to give to people. Nothing too much.
Fellas, it's good to hear your voices again. I'm back.
What's going on, JP?
What's going on? How you doing?
What's happening, fellas? What's happening? I miss you guys. I think tonight's topic, 5 cigars and a bottle of whiskey. Hey, Bro Dog, that sounds like a mighty good topic to me.
Interesting if nothing else.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, we try to find something.
Oh, the Road Dog will come up with it. Go ahead, Road Dog.
Oh, no, I'm saying it was just something just to, you know, find something good to title it and have some fun with it. Something Greg came up with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think we can have a lot of fun with that title. Yes, sir.
I agree with that.
So, fellas, so what are we going to talk about tonight? Any thoughts on any topic?
Anything. Yes,
okay. We got so much we can talk about with so much going on in the world. And I'm not a political fella, but I tell you what, this election, y'all, and we're going to get back on other subjects, but I would tell you the truth. I don't want to vote for anybody this election, but I know I need to vote for somebody.
Yeah.
Too many people have given up so much for us to be able to vote. So, again, I'm going to, but right now I'm not impressed with anybody on the ballot.
Yes. Yeah.
And if I drink enough of this bottle of whiskey, you agree, I'm probably going to say some things I shouldn't.
Yeah.
So you guys had a good week?
Yeah.
It was a long week, but it was pretty good.
I agree with you. For me, too, it's been a long week. But I am so happy I am on this weekend here and getting to talk with you guys. And I am off for the next 2 days. So it's good to hear you guys and to be able to conversate once again. And hopefully we'll be able to say something that's going to be of benefit to somebody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Like I know I said something about P. Diddy and all that stuff like last night, but I need to talk about the Pookies and the Ray Ray.
Yes.
And you know, when we talk about Pookie and Ray Ray, you know, we don't want to offend anybody, but some of our young ladies, some of our older ladies,
yeah,
you know, are impressed with Pookie and Ray Ray.
Yeah, why though?
Then, well, again, like I said, it's what it's how.
Oh, still there?
All right. Well, I think they reconnecting. So I'm not for sure. I mean, oh, here they go. There they go.
You can hear it.
Yep. Yeah. You know what happened? You started reconnecting. You back?
I didn't mean.
No. You missed what Dell said.
Yeah, we missed it.
Okay, go ahead and say what you were saying again.
No, but like I said, when I was talking about the Ray Rays and Pookies and the relationships that they established with older and younger women, it's not what they bring to the table, but it's how they make them feel, you know, and everybody's looking for a quick fix now, you know, so again, what they're feeling for them is real, and it probably is, but at the end of the day, you can't go to the bank with that.
Shoot, I think we all have been a Pookie.
We all, you know, trust and believe, we all have been Pookies and Ray Rays in a lifetime.
Yeah. I don't want to be a Ray Ray, I'd rather be a Pookie.
Wow. Fellas, if you look, men are not looking for, I don't know what you would call the female equivalent. Men are not looking for that in a woman. Men want good, high quality women, women that are, what shall I say, not promiscuous, women that are very respectful, not masculine, and yet they seem to be attracted to something totally different. Yeah. We find that they demand of men, they want these traditional men. And I think us guys are traditional men, but yet when it comes to their, that's what they say they want. But when we see their actions, what they say they want and what they actually get are two different things, because it seems to me that they say they want the good man, but they're attracted to the Pookie and the Ray Ray.
So I got a question right quick for you,
yes.
JP.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is like, would you allow your daughter to date a Pookie?
I cannot control what my daughter does, but I wouldn't want her to date a Pookie.
So what if you had a Pookie that comes, once she start dating him, he like smiling in your face. He ain't bringing nothing to the table.
Yeah.
But he driving her car.
Yes.
You seen him at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
He in the passenger side. Yes. She pumping her own gas. Yes. Yeah, I mean, like, he just taking advantage of her.
Yes.
So how would you react?
Well, believe it or not, my daughter actually, I have one daughter, y'all, and she actually was attached and dating a Pookie at one time.
Mm.
And it wasn't a good thing. It was amazing that.
Did you like him?
I love the guy. But I guess because the females love him. So if the females love him, if I love him, you can imagine what it does to the females. But he was a Pookie. And my daughter called me and she said, Daddy, and she lived about 25 minutes away from me at the time with him. And she said, I need you to come up and change my tire. I got a flat tire. I said, wait a minute, you got a man. Let your man change your tire. And he did not know how to change a tire. And but he truly was, and not because of that, but because of other issues, I can truly say he was a
Ray Ray. No,
a Pookie or a Ray. No, well,
he couldn't be a Pookie because I was a Pookie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At least I could have changed tire. I was a Pookie for a long time ago. He got to be a Ray Ray because
He was a Ray Ray.
You've been a Pookie one time.
Man, that was a long time ago. Long time ago. And ladies, we're not making fun, but we know that ladies, for some reason, as we say, these modern females are attracted to men that won't do anything for them, don't care for them, but take advantage of them. And they admit it. And that's just generalizing it. Not all ladies. But they will tell you that they would prefer a guy that's in prison to a guy that's out of prison and working a job. Now, there's something wrong And that's what we call these pookies and Ray-Ray.
So my I got another question. So, like, right quick, what do we call a woman who's a... because we got to find a name for the woman, because they do the same thing that...
Yes.
I mean, we got some women out there that they ain't going to do it now. Dre and Michelle, I mean, no Diddy.
You said Dre and Michelle.
And guys, be mindful that, again, there's cougars, and again, the cougars are the older women that will show a young guy a good time. They'll spend a little money and change on him.
Do some stuff.
And do some things that a younger woman just ain't even heard of just yet. And they'll get them locked in. But the cougars are mindful that of who and what they are. They're comfortable in their role. They play their role well.
Yeah.
So again, they're only gonna give you so much. Yes. Then you got those older women that will give you the PlayStations.
Yeah.
They'll give you a car to drive.
That's right.
Those are the ones that are hooked in and locked up. But the cougars, they'll feed you.
Yeah.
They'll love you and they'll let you go.
Yes, sir.
So you gotta be mindful that again, you gotta know your role. And you got to play the game and play it wisely, both male and female.
Yes. So my question, any one of you guys date a cougar?
I'm a married man right now, but
if I
wasn't married, I would date me a cougar. I'd let her spend all her money on me. I probably shouldn't say that.
So once again, you're going to have to you're going to have to actually end up. You're gonna have to have sex with her. I mean, so you know what's gonna have to happen, right? And I hate to have to tell you this.
Don't hate to have to tell me.
Well, you want it. Okay,
tell it.
So you're gonna have to stop by BP with the red dot. And get yourself gas station Viagra. And it works 72 hours, round the clock. You take a Pink Panther, you take a... Because I did my research on it.
Yes.
I did my research.
Just thing, he know a lot about it, don't he?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, you got that right, good job.
A gas station partner.
You
got that right. He said he's telling too much. He's telling too much.
But I did my research. I even see they got a new one in there. I went into the one by what's the name of the place? By Popeyes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I went in that one.
Yeah, Circle K.
Popeyes.
Yeah.
No, that's Bojangles.
Yes.
But by Popeyes, it's that Exxon.
Yeah,
I went in there, and they had a new one. And I was like, man, I said to myself, I ain't seen this one here. And this one right here is Simply Red.
Yes.
Simply Red.
Yeah.
Look, and the bottom of it, on the bottom, the Simply Red said, I can do all things. I said, whoa.
That sounds like a scripture.
Oh.
I want men and women to be mindful, at least from the man aspect. We always want to go in and make a good showing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, sometimes if it goes to a regular doctor, or if you have to go to a gas station pharmacist, again, we want to put our best foot forward.
Yeah,
we want to be able to stay in the game.
Yeah,
as long as possible.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
But like I said, at the end of the day, again, I speak from an older perspective.
Yeah.
Like I said again, hey, I'm one that's in love with my wife. Mm-hmm. Again, but I want to stay in the game.
Yes, sir.
All right. I don't want to be left out.
So, okay. So, I'm glad you said that. So, I also was doing some research. So, they got some new stuff out there now. They got Remedy Red and Medical MD-12.
Oh, good.
I swear this sounds... Hey, this starting to sound like a Cialis commercial. This is what it sounds like to me.
I'm not mad at it. Facebook
be showing all that
stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I gotta confess, I watch. I ain't gonna lie.
I watch.
Hey y'all. Like I said, guys.
Hey y'all, we got two messages. We got two messages.
All right.
Good evening, gentlemen. You all are cracking me up. Gas stations, Circle K, and a cougar. Has it really come to that?
because like I said, at the end of the day, we still want to stay on the playing floor.
That's right.
You know, we want to stay in the game for as long as humanly possible. So if it's gas station, pharmacy, we're going to stay in there. If a Cougar is going to be available, we want to, hey, by any means necessary.
So you know what I'm going to do for every single one of us? The next time
I swear y'all sound like an infomercial.
No, hey, we just in there, man.
The next time I go inside Exxon, I'm going to buy every single one of us one of these gas stations. I'm going to get one person the Cougar Tang. I'm going to get the other person.
I'm good.
I'm not going to
say I'm good.
I look at, hey.
Now, that new one, the rosy red one, man, that one was like, I could do all things. That thing said it'll have you on hard for 72 hours.
I don't want you 72 hours. That'll hurt me. I want 72 hours.
We got two more messages.
What's the matter? You're afraid of a cougar. You have to go to a Circle K to handle a cougar.
No, we're gonna. But you know what? That's called respect. Again, if a Circle K is gonna get us to help that cougar to provide her needs, go to Circle K. You go to Circle because at the end of the day, Cougar blessed. Oh. Always want to bless the Cougar.
Oh, wow.
And she want to be blessed.
Yep.
By any means necessary.
You're going to go ahead and get her a bottle of barefoot wine and get that gas station.
She want a barefoot wine, she don't get it.
Because you know barefoot is $5.79.
That's right. Uh-huh. And again, if she's barefoot, the toes are accessible. We're going to bless her.
So, y'all said barefoot, but what about that teleport?
A teleport?
Why everybody got quiet?
I ain't seen that in the gas station.
And the gas station is here. It's in the gas stations here.
That's right.
The Circle K sells teleport. So, I guess you get teleport and that Viagra out of there, too.
Just give me some of that sherry. That Sherry, that's the name of a woman. Sherry, give me some Sherry. Play that message, Bo.
Yeah, I was about to.
So, G Man, what practice have you had with the Cougar to know all this?
So
exactly. So,
I have not.
I mean, like, come on, Nutella.
Thank you, but I'll tell you this.
Come on, Nutella.
Come on, don't be stuttering, bro.
Come on, don't stutter.
Bring that out.
He always got answers for everything else.
Exactly. Well, what I do is I'll press the next message and give you time to think about it.
Yeah. You messed up that time.
Jared's like, I don't think I want to be in this infomercial. Jared, you want to be in this infomercial?
I'm in it. So, might as well be. All right, Nutella. You going to answer that other question she had? Got quiet. Everybody got quiet. Ain't nobody said nothing. Hey, bro, it's three of them. One avatar. Nobody says nothing.
I got an answer.
Please be mindful. We ain't scared.
I'm waiting on G-Man.
But we're respectful.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Hey, mess G-Man up on that one.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and press the get the next message.
How about this, G-Man? You and I can have a little conversation. I'm 56, and I'll tell you a little something.
Okay. Oh, shit. Well, I got something.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
This is for you.
Oh, shit. Oh, hell. Nutella. Here come Nutella. Nutella.
Oh,
What was that?
Oh God!
So you 50.
I thought he was about to start singing. All I heard was I don't know what I heard.
I was getting ready to. I was getting ready to. I gotta be mindful. I was getting ready to take off shirt and everything, underwear out.
Don't forget that cigars and liquor.
We here with G-Man, and we don't want to see all that.
And we got three messages. I'm gonna
questions. We appreciate you. We truly do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna go ahead and knock these messages out. We got like three of them.
All right.
What's with the silence? Lord.
All right, here go the next. G-Man, this one's for you.
G-Man, you could play that song all you want to, but it's your capability. Can you match it? Can you match the song?
Don't play with me, Cali girl. I'll go buy all that gas station Viagra. Come up that way.
All right, we got one more.
We don't need no song to back you up if you can match it, right? No song is needed.
How does it feel?
Oh, shit. Well, Cali girl, if you wanna know what his side hustle is, you can find him on OnlyFans. You gotta subscribe to Nutella, and that's him. Yep. And you can get all the D'Angelo songs you want.
And then with him on, she also got to remember now. I have Nutella coming down from my neck all the way down, but the most important ingredients is the grenadine.
that's sweet. That got a little flavor to it.
We got one more message.
You could buy all those damn tablets. You're going to need one tablet per 30 minutes.
Oh, damn.
Say that last one again. The what? All I want to know, as long as your neck doesn't look like a turtleneck, I'm all right.
Oh, Jesus.
Neck down. Leave that off.
Yeah. You know, with, the funniest, I can't even say anything.
I'm done.
Yes.
Cali girl, where you from?
Cali?
Y'all ain't allowed to mute. You are not allowed to mute.
All right. What happened? What happened to tell
him? Hence my name. I am originally born and raised on the West Coast, California, but I'm currently in the A.
Okay.
All right.
Cal,
the A-town stomp.
Yes.
No, say it again.
Hey, Cali girl, I actually spent time out in Cali, and I can truly say, you know, there was a song made that I wish they all could be California girls. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And I can
That's the Beach Boys, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, when I was out in Cali, there was California girls or California girls. I'm old country boy, as you can tell by my accent. But they were quite different from any of the women I've met in the South. Are you different like that? Are you?
No, ma'am, she said she old, man. Remember, we 30 years old.
Yeah. He said, remember, yeah, she old. Said, what the fuck?
She said she about 43.
Cali.
Oh, she got C's in there.
G
What just happened?
Kyla G may have missing it though, but I am.
What just happened?
She said she in the A right now.
Yeah. So what you mean?
She in Atlanta.
Atlanta. Oh yeah. Lord.
Yeah, I mean,
yes, big difference.
G-Man
said. All I can say is, oh Lord. Big
difference. G-Man said. G-Man said she old. She 53. What the fuck?
Man, she ready now.
There you go. I'm gonna play.
She's at the right age now.
Go ahead. G-Man, can you not tell I'm not Californian blonde? So I'm not a knucklehead Californian blonde. Oh, did I just say that? Yeah, I have Latina in me, okay? Yeah, okay. I'm 5'8". Okay. Let's see, 50% Native American, 40% Spanish.
Okay. All right, well, okay, so let me speak some
Spanish. Real quick. Did somebody say hola real quick? Did somebody say that? Okay, I wanted to make sure.
Everything.
Well, let me speak some Spanish to you, Cali girl. Como tali vu? Oh,
that's French.
Oh, whoa, what
that's French. What? He said. Come
on. That's the wrong spread.
Oh.
Yeah,
wrong one.
Yeah.
Wrong one.
You said, bestie, por favor. You we understand?
Oh shit.
Why the fuck we say oh shit at the same time? All right, next message.
Who said hola? Who said hola?
Dale.
Exactly.
Oh, that's classic.
Okay, let's not embarrass yourselves. Let's change the subject now.
All right, got one more.
You understand? No comprende? No comprende? Me don't understand.
Yes.
What'd you say now? Si. Repeat.
Si.
Damn.
Oh, so, man, y'all got my hair.
Thank you.
This shit is priceless tonight.
For sending me a... I'm actually like follow you from now on.
Oh no, you may have to start singing that Steven Shaw.
Exactly. Oh,
I ain't got but one sound to sing to everybody.
Message.
Hey man, I hit you up before you even thought about following me. You are slow. So how old are you? Jared, how old is you, man?
Hey, G-Man always stuttering, fellas.
I can tell.
I'm like, oh, Liddy. You remember Liddy saying that song? That's me. I'm sitting over here like, being like, oh, Liddy Williams over here. I'm like, my knees all buckling. I'm about to shiver down because,
hey, that's a picture of you over there. Oh, okay, Cali girl, I see you over there, Latino.
Looking good, lady. Yes.
Sitting there, you working at Amazon. Seem like you... moving stuff around. Okay, I see you. Receptionist or something.
Ain't nothing sexy than a working woman.
Receptionist or something. He said receptionist
I
or something.
Officially, I just turned 21. I just turned 21, Cali girl.
21, really?
Fellas, y'all. Fellas,
oh, I said that out loud. My bad. Hey, I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Hey.
I didn't mean to say that out loud. Fellas. I'm sorry.
Yeah, lying.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
That is the age of consent.
Yeah.
That is the age of consent.
That's right.
Can say no. He can say yes and no.
Because remember, we talked about this a couple weeks ago now. Remember, 15 and 25 years of.
Yes.
Yeah. That's when man had the most sex in their life.
Hey, OG man, I've never seen G man stutter. Look, somebody's Cali girl, you got G-Man stuttering today though.
Yeah,
I've never seen
exactly
for anything or anybody.
I'm sitting there stuttering because
most times G-Man on point.
Yes,
he's stuttering today.
Cali girl got him stuttering.
Maybe I have to jump in there. Catch a black eye. I mean, what do you call it? The red eye.
And get a black eye.
Oh, we got two of them.
Latina. Latino is a male. Latina is a woman.
Yes, the feminine.
Okay, she teaching us.
All right, we got one more.
Okay. Wait, you really want to tell me you were 21? Excuse me, but I have two children about almost 15 years older than you. Well, no, they're in their mid-30s, so, yeah.
And,
hey, look, Dinestar, Dre, Michelle.
Man.
I mean, look, that's the best kind of relationship to have, man. When you, man, look, just... I like doing pony rides. You never do a pony ride?
And 21 is a good age for a pony ride.
A pony ride. That's the best kind of ride. I could do 5 pony rides a day. You just hump and you just stop. Hump.
Oh,
hell. Oh, shoot.
This is wild shit tonight.
There you go. I need to bring some more messages. Another one. I like that.
Did you just say pony? No, I don't want a pony. I need a bull, okay? You just got a pony?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit.
You're going to have to go to that Circle K.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Sometimes you got to hang in there. But like I said, things get bigger.
Yeah.
Don't despise smaller things. They get bigger.
So the reason why I say pony is because it's easy to get on a pony and you just like dropping. You like, then next thing you know, the feeling just come and it extend itself out. But I'll go get some gas. I'm gonna make sure these guys get their gas station Viagra next week. So they'll be able to.
These guys?
Yeah.
I think I'm good.
You and Ro, and Dell and JP, everybody gonna be trying it. I'm not gonna try because, you know, my heart beat kind of fast sometimes.
So, I can't try it. I got high blood pressure. I can't try that. That don't go with my medication. All right, we got like two of them.
Okay, I want to know who's got the tequila. Anybody got tequila?
Everybody got tequila.
We got it over here.
You just got to pick the brand.
I got some House. I got some Taylor Port.
Don Julio.
Juan's Amigo.
Confl Amigo.
And hit it from the back, Migo.
Well, damn.
Oh, shit. Next message. Next message.
Yeah, I think Jared has really confirmed that he's kind of out of this. He's just in the corner. Like, he's staying about a good foot away from y'all. Gerald.
Talking about me. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I can't take that stuff. I'm on high blood pressure medicine, so I can't mix the two up. You know what I'm saying?
You mess around, you take that libido growth. Shoot, you be sitting on there, you be using your boot stick like, and running around the house like,
woohoo. Oh man, we got another message.
I was waiting for somebody to laugh up there. Don Julio. It's usually Patron or 1800. Straight out the bottle. Mm-hmm.
You like it frozen?
Oh, shit.
In the freezer?
No, she like it on a stick. You can tell.
Oh, jeez. Patron on a stick?
Yeah, we might be. We got another message.
Jared, you really, you buddies with you two over here? Y'all hang out? Y'all in the same state or something? What's going on here? Give me the backstory about the three of y'all.
I'm from Lancaster, that's where, South Carolina, that's where we're, I mean, all of us, I think G-Man's from, what, you from Charleston, right? But I met them through my
I'm from New Mexico. I'm from Jersey.
Mexico? Okay. Yeah, I met them through my brother, Ro, who's up here. So that's how I met them. But yeah.
So at the age of two, I went from New Mexico to Nevada, from Nevada to Texas, from Texas back to California. By the age of six, I was already crossing all the way to Maine.
To Maine? Wow.
Damn.
Wow. Oh, G-Man, this message for you. G-Man, this message for you.
G-Man, don't lie about your location. I'll hunt your ass down. I told you mine.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
what you gonna do about that? What you gonna do about that?
I can do one or two things. I can play. How does it feel?
Habba-labba-dabba-da. What? What was that?
G-Man don't even know what he's saying. I don't even know that. The only thing I know is the chorus part. You know what I'm saying?
You think it'd be worth a trip?
Cali girl,
you think it'd be worth a trip?
Because I'll come up there right now. I'll get on my spider. I got a spider. The spider that be around here.
G-Man star.
Y'all on it tonight.
Oh, so Cali girl, kind of quiet over there, trying to do two or three things at one time, man. Here she goes.
There you go.
No. Actually, Gerard. Yeah. So you took blood pressure medicine? What's going on with you? Let me aim my target at you for a minute. Let me get off of G-Man.
Right now. All right, Gerard.
All right. She ain't want that.
Okay. Cali girl. We kind of, you know, joked around before. So I think we need to pass this on to Ro24, a.k.a. Dirty Dorito. He also has an OnlyFans. Yeah.
What are you?
Y'all ain't know about that? So y'all ain't know about that?
We know he had something going on. That's why he was tired all of it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
I know from 12.
What he did?
Midnight till 3 o'clock in the morning, his doors be shut, and then next thing you know, shower cap be on his forehead. You know, all kinds of stuff be going.
He be rolling around in Doritos and Utz chips somebody pouring Red Bull energy drinks on him. So that's what he does from 12 until 2.
Is that true that he like, I thought he liked the, he liked the sugar-free everything. He liked the.
Yeah, sugar-free everything, yeah.
All right, so he has some stevia on him.
Stevia.
Stevia, yeah. So yeah, if you want to check out those OnlyFans,
oh, that's my guy.
You got to type in his Nutella or Dirty Dorito, and you get 10% off.
Don't worry. I mean, like whoever texts my name, I'll make sure I show them something special. And what I'm talking about is like they can win an hour with me at the age of 21. 1 hour. That's all.
Yeah, but okay. You got a message.
Hey, big shout out to the room and salute to the illustrious panel, Gerard.
Oh, here he is.
Gray Sweats. G-Man. What's happening?
Yes, sir.
And there's a new sheriff in town. Ro. Look at you. Respect.
Ro said, whenever you say his name, you got to play his song, that Steven Seagal, every time.
Mm. Everybody know that's your song, Gray Sweats.
I don't know who the hell Gray Sweats is. We got a message.
Honey.
Ew, what the fuck? Oh my gosh, never again.
Come on, Grace. Let's go ahead and kick your tunes off. Let them know.
Say what?
Go ahead and say reintroduce what? Yourself.
Adrat, that's my name.
Gray Sweats. Oh, hold on.
It's not. Okay. We got another message.
This was a major lapse in judgment on my part. I digress.
Exactly.
Let's do this, fellas. Let's raise the roof.
Run it back. For y'all that don't know, last night Gray Sweats came out, let us know on his OnlyFans. He had the Gray Sweats on. He has suspenders on the Gray Sweats. He take the string out of the sweats. That way he just slide the suspenders down. The sweats just fall straight to his ankle. Then he just let you know. Come on over. Honey.
I never said anything like that. I want to say you said that.
Money. You know you said that. You said every lady that hits that OnlyFans, you snatching every motherfucking birthday. That's what you said.
We got another message.
No, I'm not going for real. He got too much hair on his head. I like bald.
He is bald. He is bald.
You know the saddest part about it?
He used the Kobe Bryant picture profile. He bald, yeah, just like I am.
He definitely do. But you know he do the BBL.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, we got one more. No, we got two more.
G-Man, let me ask you something if you're old enough to understand what I'm about to tell you. You ever fisted anybody?
Oh, shit.
Oh, there she is.
Karen, I think you know what I'm talking about.
There she is.
You said play.
What'd she say?
You said play that again?
G-Man, let me ask you something if you're old enough to understand what I'm about to tell you. You ever fisted anybody? Jared, I think you know what I'm talking about.
What's that? That might require just a little translation.
That's when you take your watch off and.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
A whole cooch becomes some wristband.
Most definitely. What's
he say? Oh shit.
Oh okay, so
this show.
Oh, no, I don't.
This
I don't
show turned so quickly.
You know, Cali girl, I don't do that. I use that big. You know my thumb is like 10 inches.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. We got 2 minutes. So
my thumb is 10 inches, so I use my thumb to actually like spank the booty. Pop. I don't have to do... Go ahead. Play the message, buddy.
I'm playing the message.
And I don't want to leave anybody out, but come on, Ro, you've got a song too. I'm sure the fellas will help me out with this. What's your song?
Come on, man. No, the other song is his song. Steven Seagal is his song. Steven Seagal, that's Ro's song. And then D'Angelo, that's G-Man's song. Yeah,
but go ahead, man. Just go ahead. Look, Roll 24 like it. He likes singing that song too. He was listening to that song last night.
That's because that was
which one?
That was Gray Sweats. Gray Sweats said that he liked to play that song, and then that way when he kicked the suspenders back, he let that breeze hit the sack, and every time he hit it from the back, he just hoy.
Let me tell you something. I don't wear gray sweatpants, sir. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Could they be around your ankle?
All right, I'm about to play these messages. I can't play the damn messages.
The only question he would have with regards to the fisting is...
He answered the question better than G-Man answered the question, huh?
Yeah, G-Man never said what none of you.
That's exactly right. Take that watch off. You don't want to get that wet in any kind of way. That's my new thumb. Bad. I thought your thumb was the other end of the turtle.
What's G-Man, that's for you.
She said she got her what?
Oh, my bad. I thought your thumb was the other end of the turtle.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Nobody can hitchhike like G-Man. It's something else.
Yeah, one more.
Oh, he knows what time it is.
Oh man, my head.
I'm saying this show has gotten way out of control.
Oh man.
Oh, they muted out.
Yeah, they did it.
Okay. Well, we'll be on for like another maybe 10 minutes or so. Then we're going to move from here to Riverside FM. Well, we'll do you'll get to see us live and not behind avatars. So that's where we'll be at next. Riverside FM, another message.
Two Scorpios, two Aquarius, a Capricorn, five cigars, a bottle of whiskey, a partridge in a pear tree.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Hey. Exactly.
Hey, Dub. I need you to change your song. I already thought about it. I need you to actually go ahead and play this on your national anthem from G-Man. This song right here is dedicated to all the women and guys.
Well, I gotta be in guy. And guys.
Cali girl. There you go.
Yeah, I don't think I would have said and guys. Your legs spread. Oh, I don't think I would have said that. I think I would have cut that off. Just for the ladies. He said the ladies and the guys. Legs spread. Said, no Diddy.
No Kelly.
Pause. Got no mess.
No Bill Cosby.
Uh-oh. G-Man, what you got to say about that?
She said she...
G-Man, what you got to say about that?
I said 5 minutes. That's all I give her, and then I tap five minutes. Out.
That's all you got.
Look, I'm a hit her on the back. I'm a hit her on the back, say, tap out. Yo, who's saying that song? Who's saying a little way in there? I tap out, yeah, I tap out. You dang right, I tap out. I can use all my energy, go 20 and 30 and 40 minutes. Look, man, I ain't gonna use all my energy. Shoot, I'm gonna tap out. Look, you roll over. Let me get you about 2-3 times. Once you get to, hey, I'm gonna look in your face and I can tell that if you're lying. Because if you sit there and say, no, that means you're lying. That means you're lying. You ain't coming that quick. It's all right. No, heck no. I need to see that hell. Thing. Oh, let me quit. Let me quit.
Oh, shit. Got another message. Wow, this show has gotten a little wild.
I'm sorry, what was that? That's my young bitch. Do what daddy say. Arch your back, spread your leg. Got that Aquafina, she gon' wet my bed. I'ma bust her up, she be bustin' up. I got porno bitches, classy hoes, and I got slut. They be dry hate.
I don't think I want anybody to wet my bed, man. Cause how you gonna wet my bed? I gotta have to get that.
You him in the background.
Yeah, but I don't want nobody to wet my bed. Hey, I mean, some of these can hear us. No, they can hear us, but I mean, I don't want nobody to wet my bed. Why, Dub? Don't play no wet no bed. I don't want nobody to wet my bed.
Okay, G-Man, this for you.
G-Man, you need to take some lessons from Dub. Dub, you got it. Mm-hmm. You got it, Dub.
Okay, so what do I need to know from Dub? Wow. Tell me what I need to know from Dub.
Well, I guess because you said you going to tap out in 5 minutes. That could be it.
That's gone.
Flip you over and do all this stuff. It was a strong 5 minutes, huh?
Hey, fellas, especially after he talked about that Circle K and all.
Exactly.
You all gonna be taking. I'm gonna buy one. I think it's what the lady said was $9.99 a pill.
So, I told you. I keep telling you. I can't take that with my high blood pressure medicine. I can't take that. No, I'm not taking
bro,
that.
I'm on high blood pressure medicine too, so I'm with you.
Mm-mm. I guess that's the two of us. I guess the rest of y'all gonna take it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And I want to keep it high because it works for right now. Especially talking.
Exactly.
G-Man talking.
Exactly. Talking about tapping out in 5 minutes. I'm gonna tap out in 5 minutes. Tap you on your back. Tap you on your back. You ain't done yet? God damn it, we on the clock. I gotta go to work tomorrow. You talking about some all night long shit. I ain't got all night. I got 5 strong minutes. 5 strong. That's about all I got.
Strong one.
Hey, fellas, y'all know we all come up on that. I was listening to a song the other day. And you know, we come up with the old Keith Sweat and all the other ones talking about all night long. And I looked over at my wife. I looked over at my wife and was like, he needs to stop telling that lie. I said, don't take but about 15 minutes. Yes, sir. I said, you done good if you do 15 minutes. I don't need all night. I'll sleep all night after them 15 minutes. But
don't get it twisted. Most ladies trying to get theirs in before you getting yours.
Yes, sir.
They trying to get their two in before you get your one in, or one and a half or whatever you get in. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, Cali girl, talk to me, Cali girl. Talk to me.
We got two of them.
It's all good, you know? This one's for the ladies.
That's for the ladies. You're making you look bad right now, G-Man. I'm just saying. Next message.
Well, I still got my cape on my neck.
If your ass taps out in 5 minutes, again, you're a turtle. Yeah, you're a little puppy.
Don't you worry, Cali girl, don't you worry. I don't tap out. I just tap out because I need you to tap out first. Because look,
be considerate.
That's right. That's right.
That's a sign of a considerate man. Right. I want you to get yours first.
Yeah, you make sure you like. How that song go? I want you to tap out. Yeah, that's 15, 10 minutes?
15.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
20 minutes on a good day.
Because most ladies normally 8 minutes in, they done
they,
gone.
But they do multiples, though.
Oh, yeah. They, like,
they do multiples. Man, they could get 2, 3.
Man, creamsicle.
And they roll cream, right behind each other.
Creamsicle pie. There's got to stay up.
Man, that's it.
Look, man. Look, I'll tell you this, man.
I pride myself on not wasting any.
No, I try not to.
I don't waste none.
You know what I was told by my uncle? God bless the dead. He told me a long time ago,
He said, if your stuff start going down, once you actually let it out, he said, pull it out for a second, get a popsicle stick, put the pops.
Oh, shit.
Come on, man. You know, he said, lean a popsicle stick towards it and squeeze it as tight as you can. He said, within like 30 seconds, that joke will be so hard. You will never, ever know.
Never know.
You will never
know.
But then I asked my uncle, I said, so what if the stick end up on the side of you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you break off and all this. He said, you got to worry about that. You get a popsicle stick. He said, you squeeze it with a popsicle because the popsicle stick already hard.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. Dub, you got this going. Who's on the panel?
I think she was talking about y'all. Callie, you were talking about y'all.
You right over there, Cali girl, in the ATL. Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah, man, I got a song for you that you can play.
I got you.
Yeah, the G stands for good night.
Wow, man.
Thank you, Dubs.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
He said, thank you, brother. Good night.
I can actually tell you what Dubs stand for, too.
Yeah. Hey. You man said five strong minutes and I'm going to sleep. Better get yours.
You bet. Here go, G-Man. G-Man, I got you right here, dog. I'm going to go ahead and hit this for you. I got you.
You smell your scent on my body when I hold you. Holding your clothes makes me want you. You know I love when taking back control me. I'll be sure and satisfied when I go.
There you go.
I like that song. Now, who's the author? The artist.
Vito.
Okay, so
yeah, I'll send it to
my
you.
New guy, because
I got
he's speaking some truth in that song, not like some of these other people.
All right, we got four messages.
If you want me to tap out first, you need to do it right. But typically, you gotta have me for 2 hours. Oh, no shit. Less than an hour. Cause if you know me and you've been with me, you know I need more than just coming twice.
Oh shit. Real quiet on this panel right now. I'm gonna go on to the next message. It got real quiet.
On a regular session for me, I get at least 20 in. And the fine gentleman that's with me, he knows my body, so he knows when I am done completely. If I try to say I'm done, he said, bring your ass here. You ain't done.
Yet again, it's quiet on the panel, so I'm going to go to the next message.
Get him, Dub. Get him.
All right, we got one more. Round it out. You man sound bad.
Yeah, I come here often. I was at my home in the Bahamas last night, but...
I like that. There you go.
Yeah, that's nice right there.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. That's nice and smooth. Got one more message?
Oh, there's another one there? Hold on. Oh, yeah.
What's the matter, G-Man? You listening? You listening real hard?
So, Cali girl, you don't send me all your information. So this is what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to go ahead and let you know tonight is your night. You were made a woman.
Oh, shit. He said you were made a woman.
Betty Wright. Betty Wright. Don't let me have to say Betty Wright to you now. You know, a Cali girl, now you barking up the tree, and you know you might not.
There go your answer. I'm pretty sure that's your answer right there.
This thing run green.
You finished? Because she got a message.
Go ahead and play it.
No, G-Man, let me correct that. You were just notified you became a man about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Cali girl, guess what? I got 5 Viagra in my mouth right now coming towards you. By the time I finish with you, you ain't going to be saying none of that. You better be ready.
Put your thumb in your mouth and go to sleep.
You better.
He said he got 5 Viagra in his mouth right now.
Don't do me like that, Cali girl.
All right, we got 2 of them. One from Dub and then one from Cali girl.
Cali girl, you're one fine woman. I would say my type. You deserve the best. That's why I gotta say G-Man is your man. He's being modest. He's got the goods.
Doug was sounding like an infomercial. He was selling you, pimping you, I would say. You got nothing?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
Because you did just say only 5 minutes. So it's only going to take you 5 minutes to become a man.
So let me tell you this, Cali girl. So this is the best part about life. So I might say 5 minutes, but look, think about the 5 minutes. Okay, so you might have. You know what? I'm gonna just mess her head up right quick.
Do that.
So 5 minutes might be this. It could be like bam, 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 bam. Hey, there you go. I'm done. That's 5 minutes. But I bet you any money in them 5 minutes you done got yourself 2 times. Wow. Sweet. Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Come back.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but she said in a previous message that she gotta have it more than 2 times though. Like well, dried out.
Like I told you guys before.
you gotta empty the tank, is what she said.
And all you guys know my thumbs are 10. My thumb is 10 inches
long.
So the only other thing I can do is stick my thumb.
Get some thumb action.
Thumb action, because it's 10 inches long. My thumb is 10 inches. Right,
oh shit! All right, we got another message.
I just caught that.
No, I did too. That's why I said we got another message.
Oh, this is just all fun and play on a Saturday evening, boys.
It is.
It's been such a pleasure, G-Man, Ro, and, you know, Jared. It's nice talking to you. You guys said you're going to scoot out and go somewhere else?
You going to join us?
Y'all want to send them the link? We can send them the link to where we're going, and then they can see you. She can see G-Man up close.
Look, if she wanna see me up close, I'm coming to ATL.
Yeah, I got
ATL.
Look, yeah.
Who gonna take me to I got gas money. Who gonna take me to ATL right now?
I drive you, man.
Okay.
I got you.
Now, the only other thing I could pay for the hotel room, but I can't tell our wife why we are in ATL.
No,
I can't tell her why we're in ATL. Look.
That long drive, 5 minutes.
You got that right, bro.
Ain't nobody caught on to none of that. Nobody has said anything about that. Man said, I can give you a strong 5. So you go drive and spend money on a hotel room in Atlanta for 5 minutes.
No, he lying.
Look,
it'd be a whole lot more than 5 minutes. Man,
you better make it nice. You know how many gas stations you gonna pass and from now to ATL?
And you know, you, look,
and we be ready.
You know,
at some point,
I'm gonna have to tell Dell, hey, stop to this one. I think that's a red dot. Hey, stop to this one. I think that's a red dot. By the time we actually get to all the red dots, I'm probably have like a bunch of gas station Viagra in my hand.
Handful. Yes,
shoot, man, I'll sit there and be chewing that things up like dang on vitamin. Swallowing.
And then you will be. And then y'all will be on the news, because y'all will be an OD on gas station Viagra.
Hey, look. The only thing I had to say is long as the temperature's rising. R. Kelly said that. He said
temperature's rising.
Mm-hmm. And you see where he at, right? So are you sure you want to quote him?
Whoa. He in there for the wrong reason.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Remember, like he said, early and early.
We got, look, oh shoot, we got like three messages.
Let's do it.
Got like three of them.
I would love to join you. Is this a live thing you're going to? Or is this a bunch of avatar people like we are here? Let me know.
It's live. It's
nah,
live,
it's not avatar. It's live. Live.
Live.
I'll have to send the guest, audience link. So I'll send the audience link. And she'll be able to pull it up that way. But I have to do it through, you know what I'm saying, send it through, I guess. I don't know how I'm going to send it on stereo, but I'll send it. I'll try to figure out a way to send it.
If it allows you to copy the link, you can just copy and paste it.
Yeah. Well, Ro, I'll send it to you, and then you can send it.
Whoa.
Yeah, you just copy. You just say copy and paste it.
All this extra duties out here.
Hey, I got man. You. It's all in
come on now, dirty Dorito. Don't be like that. Don't be like that.
I mean, well, hell, if you pull your sweats off the damn float, then shit, you'd be able to send it too.
I got to set up. That's what I'm saying.
God damn, Dream.
Come on,
set up straight, Road Dog.
We got like three messages.
Yeah, they're playing Dreamweaver. Don't want to send the links.
G-Man, you said you're going to come to the A with how much gas money you got on you? You coming from out of state?
Got enough gas money now.
Don't break your piggy bank now. What you going to ride in? Dad's pickup truck? What you got?
Oh, shit.
You said you were 21. You said you were 21. That what you said, right?
Let me tell you this, man. I'm gonna ask my dad to hold his tractor, and by the time I get there, it'll be the next day. Because it's 45 miles per hour. At least I'll get there. It's air conditioning that tractor too.
Oh, we got so
I'm
many
call
messages.
My dad right now. Hold on. Let me call my dad. Hey, Dad.
We got a bunch of messages.
I want to hold your tractor.
Said you rolling through. Said you rolling down in the S10.
That's right. S10. Cooling.
Hey. Cali girl, don't let G-Man fool you. He is a high-value male.
Oh, shit.
So he can get there if he want to. Don't let him fool you now. He is a high-value male.
Nope. Let me tell you this, man. I ain't even high-value. You see what on my shoes? I mean, I got Bobos on. I buy everything from Walmart and Goodwill.
Stop lying, G-Man.
No, you don't.
I don't have nothing.
G-Man
is a six-figure man.
And I got five underwears.
Yeah.
I got blue, black, white,
pink,
orange, and green.
He said I've been knowing G-Man a long time. He
I don't have anything. I got five t-shirts.
G-Man is...
I got white, blue, black, purple, pink, and orange.
And those ones he let me borrow.
Hey, Ro. Bro, yeah. You want to take care of the messages? I'm going to go ahead and start setting up so I can go ahead and send that link.
Let's go. We got to go to the live.
All right. Y'all go ahead and, because we got like a bunch of messages. So y'all take care of the messages.
I don't mind at all going live. Let's do it. I'm ready, boys.
So we can actually connect.
What? What, you follow me on Instagram, right? Can you go through Instagram? I didn't know you could do it through stereo, but yeah, however it works.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Instagram.
Yeah, boys. G46 knows me before I, you know, I've no need to. Yeah, he didn't tell you that, did he?
Oh, she's trying to get broad 46.
While others are going, others will come. Especially when we're talking about the maximum platinum thumb.
Maximum platinum thumb.
Well, hey, it's Phil and the Cheesecake coming to Clap to Tap Showing Love. Everybody in the chat, make sure y'all follow and share.
Five cigars and a bottle of whiskey. What the hell y'all got going on? What's going on, G Man, bro? G, shout out to y'all. Shout out to the room I'm listening.
G46, how you gonna call out G Man? No, you don't. No, you don't. I know where the hell you buy your damn clothes.
There you go. Everybody done broke out?
Huh?
Nah, we still here.
Nah,
we still good.
Oh, okay.
So we're about to end this podcast right here. We're about to go to Riverside right quick. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, so what? You gonna,
I'll just keep talking.
But you want to send it through Instagram or... Hey, y'all, how you doing my day? I want to do it.
Come on, buddy. You act like you had a hard day at work today. We know that you were rolling around in Doritos.
Man, it was rough out there in those streets.
Man.
Dude, look, you know on that aisle, that damn Nutella out there and should be crazy.
Wow. I came in there and I did get some Nutella and I definitely got myself old $3.98 grenadine just pulled down my body for tonight. So, Cali girl, you get to actually see G-Man in action. How does it feel?
Yeah. I don't know. I've got another one.
Yet another great one. All net. Talk to you soon, fellas. Peace.
All right, Doug.
You are the man. You are the man. I tell you, my knee is fucking bumping.
You ready? Just switch over?
No, not yet. It's taking me a minute.
Well, don't forget, they got to set their camera and stuff, too.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, well, we still need to go ahead and send the link to Cali Girl so she can see it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, because she can be in the room until we get there. While we get that mm-hmm. camera set up.
As soon as I get in, then I'll send you the I'll send it to you through your email if you copy and paste it and then send it to Cali. But it's taking a minute.
Yeah, that'll work. I got you. You know, as they say, you are good with your hands.
Here we go.
What you mean?
Here we go.
Why you say that?
Here we go.
Okay, boys, I'm going to bounce and wait for the link, and I will hopefully see you over there.
Tell them just give it a minute.
Sounds good. I got to pop open my damn wine. This may help my damn weed goddamn go down the shit. Swole like a motherfucker.
Trying to find one. So, I'm trying to remember. Audience. That's the one I need. This is crazy. I should have had this set up. I don't know why I was playing around.
Yo.
Let me send it to you. Yeah. All right, let's close out.
Yo, we're going to go ahead and close this thing out.
I'm going to close it out.
Dale.
Hey,
bro, JP,
Gerard, JP.
I'm JP.
hey, fellas, now he trying to switch it. I'm JP and he's G Man. And I'm trying to switch it now.
I'm JP.
I don't think so.
Appreciate you guys. We're gonna get out of here. We'll link
that. All right.
In 1 minute. All right.